It is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious to listen to people who don't have the slightest idea what they're talking about act expert.
You're listening to
The Jeremy West Show
with Eliza. We'd like to hear from you, so please call 1-888-POD-JER-0, email show at jeremywest.net, and remember, you can find the show anytime at jeremywest.net. And please remember that the closest thing podcasting has to Nielsen ratings is voting at podcastalley.com. You can vote for The Jeremy West Show by going to vote.jeremywest.net. Remember, you can do that once a month, and please do. Hey, Eliza, just brought you on because I wanted to have you listen to a little clip from Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Something I was listening to the other day, and you know, I'm a staunch libertarian, lean towards anarchy, kind of like Ian from Free Talk Live does, so even when the other co-hosts of his show mention or argue with him a little bit, they want maybe just a little bit more government control over a few different issues, I usually agree with him. But this that you're about to hear kind of made me cringe just a bit, and I just wanted to hear what you think about it, because it does have to do with animals, and I know you're big on animals.
Okay.
If you want to save animals, there's only one way to do it. If you want to protect animals from going extinct, because that's got to be the number one issue. I mean, yeah, sure, they don't like the fact that people are killing chickens and eating them. But they'd rather have, I think if you gave them the choice, they'd rather have people killing and eating chickens than no chickens existing at all. So I think that extinction has to be a real prime issue for these people.
I'm sure they probably haven't thought that far through it.
You're right. If you force them into that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you force someone to make that choice. But your standard PETA, your standard card-carrying PETA whack job, mm-hmm. has probably not thought that far into things.
Well, I think that a lot of the people in PETA haven't thought PETA through very far.
That's also true.
They've just kind of heard that they protect animals, and so they join. They don't know how far they go and the things that the PETA organization supports.
They don't take into account the fact or even really pay attention to or notice the fact that PETA, as an organization, is a terrorist organization.
Allegedly.
Oh, no,
they
no.
Allegedly have funneled money to terrorists, to people who bomb animal facilities and testing, you know, like scientific labs and things like that.
Okay.
They have allegedly funneled money to those people, which you can find out for yourself more details if you go and pick up Penn & Teller's great television show, BS, Penn & Teller's BS.
Now, just because they don't have to blow things up or commit violence to be a terrorist organization. They are trying to control people's thoughts and emotions through fear with their propaganda campaigns as well. It's still terroristic actions.
Okay.
I mean, it's terrorist is someone who uses terror as a tactic.
So what we're going to talk about is saving the endangered species.
Yes.
Because that's important to people, even people that aren't in PETA. They don't like the idea that the wolves, for instance, are going to go extinct someday. That's a scary thought. We wouldn't want to go extinct.
Right. I don't like the idea that wolves are going to be extinct.
Right.
I don't like the idea that any animal would go extinct through, especially through human action, have another species go extinct.
It'd be really sad. So what we need to do is very simply end the endangered species list and change completely, 180 degrees, the way we approach private ownership of animals in this country. In the United States, you can own certain animals in certain areas of the country, and those usually include dogs, cats, birds, fish, the usual kind of typical house pet style animals.
Some kinds of lizards like chameleons and
hamsters, things like that.
Yeah, iguanas, that's what I was
iguana,
thinking.
Iguana, yeah, okay. Maybe Gila monsters, I don't know. Lizards seem to be somewhat unregulated, but anyway, there's a lot of animals that are controlled by the state, by the, what's the organization? It's not the Department of Forestry. There's some sort of
Is it the Department of Agriculture that does it?
I don't know. There's some bureaucrat department in Washington, D.C. that is in charge of the list of endangered species.
Yes.
And they have all kinds of regulations that are attached to various different species of plants, animals, all these things that you cannot own in the United States. It's against the law. We talked about a story a while back about guys that were caught smuggling African birds into this country, and the idea that this should be illegal, the idea of selling these birds, that it should be illegal. That's completely wrong way to look at this. We need to make it totally 100% legal to buy and sell any living animal, or except for humans.
Why?
Because humans have responsibility. There's a difference between animals and humans, and it's responsibility. You can't have rights because we have rights because we have responsibility.
Okay. Okay. I was just seeing if you had a backup to
animals,
it. That's all.
Animals and plants should be totally unregulated. You should be able to go and buy a wolf if you want to, for instance.
Which is a very, very, very difficult task. I will tell you this because
really?
I've researched what it takes to be able to own a wolf in the state of Florida, and for the most part, let's just say you can't. Sure, there are licenses that you can get where you can have a wolf, mm-hmm. an actual full-blooded wolf, but the licensing and testing and everything required and the amount of land that you have to own, and just there are probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in costs to be able to own a wolf in the state of Florida.
Wow. you have to really love wolves.
Yep. Without a license, you can own anything that's up to 25% wolf-blooded.
Mm.
That's without a license. Anything above 25% wolf blood, you have to have a license for.
Wow.
And then the different types of licenses have to do with how purebred wolf the animal is.
Amazing.
Once you get above 75% wolf-blooded, that's when you get into all of the super prohibitive things. It just takes months and months of bureaucratic nonsense to be able to get the permits.
If you would just let people own wolves and trade and kill and raise wolves on their own, without having to ask permission, the wolf population would skyrocket. All these endangered species would become unendangered within a matter of years, if not months.
Oh, yeah.
Because people like animals, and they will protect them. They will buy wolves and breed them in order to, and give them an area of land to run around in. For instance, there's a group called the Nature Conservancy,
mm-hmm.
which buys plots of lands around the world, if not around the country, that it wants to protect. And I don't know if they deal with animals, but I would assume they do, to where they could purchase wolves and purchase some land for those wolves and let them run free on that land. They'd be the ones in charge of protecting their own property because
they're
their property at that point. When you put the government in charge of it, failure is the only result. And another drastic example of this is some countries in Africa where they found that they did a very quick study and showed that, well, the countries that outlaw elephant ownership, have the lowest amount of elephants. There's poachers all over the place trying to get their hands on the ivory. The countries that have legalized elephant ownership, the elephant population is skyrocketing. It's flourishing. Let people own animals. It's the only way to save them.
All right, that's from hour number 3 of Free Talk Live, May 14th, 2005. You can find Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com, and they have their archives listed there.